Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we ask the Holy Spirit come forward, Father, to help us this evening with your word. Help us, Father, with knowledge and with wisdom. The knowledge of your word, Father, and the wisdom to use it and to bring it into our lives and to put it to use, Father, in helping others to obtain their walk, Father, on a journey of making heaven their home, and to lead them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Now be with us throughout this study. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. We have come so far here in the Old Testament, as it's called, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. We're now in Numbers. We're just beginning with Numbers. And we are still working here and seeing the work of God in building Israel and leading them where he really wants them to be. Now, here in Numbers chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, two, take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, families, by the house of their fathers, with the number of their names, every male by their folds, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. Thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies." You see, the Lord God is saying that those men from the age of 20 and up have reached a time in their lives to where they are able to fight for what God is wanting of them. Now, Aaron 5. "And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you of the tribe of Reuben, Eleazar, the son of Shedar, of Simon, the Shelomi, the son of Zuriskadad, of Judah, Meshon, the son of Aminadab, of Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zar, of Zebulon, Elah, the son of Elon, of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amenahu, of Manasseh, Garmiel, the son of Elazar, of Benjamin, Abinadad, the son of Gideonai, of Dan, Ahijah, the son of Amishadad, of Asher, Begal, the son of Okran, of Gad, Elishaphat, the son of Duel, of Nephtali, Ahara, the son of Eman. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their folds, as the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now, we see him setting up man that can fight and go to war. We haven't run into that yet. But God, that knows it all, knows there's going to be times that these men are going to be needed. All right, verse 20. And the children of Reuben, Israel's eldest son, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names by their fathers, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them according to the number of the names by their fathers, every male from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war, those were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. 59,300. You see, Israel, these people that God has been taking care of are a lot of people. Here just in these two sons. Now, here's one with 46,500, one with 59,300. All right, now as we go on, of the children of Gad, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 60,014,000. 60,014,000. That's actually 74,600. Now, of the children of Issachar, by their generation, after their families, by the house of their father, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe Issachar, were 54,400. Of children of Zebulun, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, were 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generation after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. Of the children of Naphtali, throughout their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was, for the house of his father, so were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers, from 20 years old and upward, all they were able to go to war in Israel. Even all they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,000. 603,550 was what they had that were able to go to war. By an army. Now, here in 47, verse 47, but the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp around about the tabernacle. You see, this tabernacle had to be moved as they journeyed. It was kept right with them. Now he has pointed a household of the Levites to take charge of it and to care for it. 51. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch around about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimonies. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. All right, we're seeing here where they've got more or less an army set up, and the tabernacle taken care of. And they're told exactly how to pitch their tents, where to pitch them, and how to do it. Now, here in chapter 2, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah and his hosts, and those that were numbered of them were 64,600. And those that do pitch next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar, and Nathanael, the son of Zerah, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his hosts, and those that were numbered thereof, were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Elab, the son of Elon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun, and his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their armies, and the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shedar, and his hosts, and those that were numbered thereof were 46,500. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simon, and the captain of the children of Simon shall be Shelemiah, the son of Zariskadab, and his hosts, and those that were numbered of them were 59,300. But you see what God is having done is really, he is setting them to where they cover every side or every direction around that camp. Now, 16. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050 and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. See what he's done? He's placed all of the army all around the camp now, covered the tabernacle, because it's in the midst of the camp. In other words, it's in the middle. As they encamp, so shall they set forward every man in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies, and the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Amenahu, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribe of Manasseh. And the captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamel, the son of Idarza, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abiadan, the son of Gideonai, and his host, and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. All that were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000, 8,000, and 100 throughout their army. They shall go forward in the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies, and the captain of the children of Dan shall be Azir, the son of Amishadad. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 62,600. And those that encamped by him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the captain of the children of Asher shall be Bigel, the son of Ochran. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 41,500. Then the tribe of Naphtali, and the captain of the children of Naphtali, shall be Ahara, the son of Enan. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 53,400. All they that were numbered in the camp of Dan were 157,600. They shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camp throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel as the Lord commanded Moses. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they fixed by their standards, and so they set forth everyone after their families, according to the house of their fathers. You know, God brought quite a few people out of the land of Egypt. That's almost 1 million people. Think about that. And he took care of them 40 years. And their murmuring and all and everything that they went through, the Lord God put up with a whole lot. But finally, he ended that when he brought the Lord Jesus Christ upon this earth to bring a new way and for him to fulfill all that law and to establish us under grace and to bring us in to what we have now, which is the church age and the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is by his blood that we are covered and made the children of Almighty God today. We need to be praising him for everything and giving him thanks for everything he has done for us. Because we could still be lost to God. Because our forefathers, all us that are not Jewish, our forefathers were idol worshippers and knew nothing of God until the Lord Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, ascended back to heaven and set up on the right hand of his Father and sent back the Holy Spirit to be with mankind. And then God took a man that was a man that everyone would have thought was not worthy of anything, made an apostle out of him and sent him to the Gentile people, sent him to our forefathers. And they started establishing churches and the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ and Almighty God. And that's the way you and I have received what we have from God. And it's come down to us through the years. And God has kept it safe and gave us this holy book we call the Bible. And we are expected to live by it. And to do what it tells us to do. And we're seeing where, as they were told these things in this journey, how to set up and all, they were doing what God told them to do. So we're finding a lot of ours today are walking away from God instead of to him. Now, I received a phone call today and asked if I knew about the Baptist Church voting this week on whether to accept or not lady pastors. We know that some of the Baptist churches already have. So, we don't know how this vote will go. We know how it should go, but we don't know how it will go. We know God did not call a woman as a pastor of the church. He tells us in 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter, he says, I did not suffer a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over man. Look up those words. Suffer means allow or permit. So he's saying, I do not allow or permit a woman to teach nor usurp authority over man. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, he says for her to get up in the church and speak is a shame. But look how many out there today has accepted them. Think about this. And then we're going to see why it is that our churches are in the shape they are in, and why our country, this land in which we live, is in the shape it's in, because it has walked so far away from the Lord Jesus and the Word of God. And that's why we are in this shape. And if you get in to the Word of God, you can find what I've told you. Read it for yourself. And you can begin to see why things are like they are today. And they are to get worse. Think about this. They are to get worse. But God will take care of his children. He tells us that. He'll take care of us. We don't have to walk in fear, because we belong to him. If you have went to Jesus in sincerity and repented, and you are studying the Word of God, you are reborn, because we're also told in John, the Gospel of John, Jesus talking to Nicodemus and told him that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Now, you can research that, and actually you can find it all. But I'll tell you where you can find it. You can remember. You'll find where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, telling him about being reborn again, the need of it, in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. You can find out about being reborn in 1 John, the third chapter. Tells you all about it. Think about that. When you go to the Lord Jesus and repent, then you need to be baptized. Because in being baptized, you are putting on the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're being buried with him as you go under that water. And you're being raised in his resurrection. And you'll find that in the sixth chapter of Romans. It's all there. Tomorrow is Wednesday. And we will be back in to the four Gospels. Won't be long, we'll be finishing them up. We've been through Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We're now getting ready to start John. So we're going to be dealing with this, being born again, here very shortly. could very well be sometime tomorrow. But I pray that you have received something from our studies. There's so much, even though that we do study and read the Bible, that we don't see at the time, that we don't understand, because there's a whole lot there for us. And that's why we're told to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman worthy of their heart. It's so that we do this, so that we can have the truth of how to walk through this life, to have eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ, and not making hell our home and end up with it in that lake of fire. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for your word and the times that we can come together to share your word with each other so that we can work as one in this group, Father. And that one being your children, born again, walking with the Spirit in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you, Father, help us all along the way. Open our hearts and minds, Holy Spirit, to be receptive to the Word of God. And help us to put it to work in our lives so that we can be examples and share it with others. And then so that they can see how change is and know that they too can go to the Lord Jesus Christ, repent and ask for forgiveness and receive it, and be on the way of making heaven their home. Now, Father, as we separate this evening, I pray that all will walk this evening with you and share with others that they might meet this word, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, as we rest tonight, may we raise in the morning refreshed and ready for a day's work, a work for you, Lord, and that we can be back together again and in your word at 10 a.m. Eastern time, Father. This, Father, is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a good night.